Most tax pros leave a message.
It's Jane. I'm moving on to a TurboTax expert who beat your price. Adam Devine, tell him how I feel.
Hey, tax pro, she's been thinking twice. Best believe TurboTax will beat your price. This is a tax break.
Switch to a TurboTax Live expert and we'll beat what you paid your pro last tax season. Make the switch at TurboTax.com/beat your price. TurboTax full service only. Sign up by 12/20/2024 and file by 4/1/2025. Full details at TurboTax.com/beat your price.
Welcome back in, everybody, to a Wednesday edition of Birds 365 here on Jacob Sports. That's Johnny Mack, John McMullen, the number one Eagles beat reporter. Make sure you guys give John a follow on Twitter at JF McMullen to follow more of his work. And I'm your host, Xander Krause. Make sure you give me a follow on Twitter at Real Xander. Johnny Mack, I want to talk about Zach Bond, baby. What a surprise he's been early in the year. Now, you know, you talked about him all through camp. He looked pretty good through training camp, but he's really played at a high level here in the first few weeks of the season now. Eagles are 2-1. Just your key takeaways on Zach Bond right now as he continues to progress and develop in this role. Seems to be the first time in his career, John, that he's played this type of role on a consistent basis. Your takeaways from him and what you've seen from him so far.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, he didn't play that much in New Orleans. A few opportunities here and there. Now the Saints, you know, have good linebackers, so it's a little bit, you know, and we talk about the Eagles' philosophy. You know, DeMario Davis has been there for years now. Pete Werner's a very good linebacker as well. So they paid more attention to that particular position, so it's a little bit more difficult to get on the field. Here we know the Eagles' history, and it looks good early, you know, and I find it ironic because this is a situation where when Howie first signed this player, he was talking about him more as an edge rusher. And then Vic got a look at him and said, I think he can play off-ball linebacker. And, you know, two good games, one bad game. And I asked Vic about Zach yesterday, you know, having a good first game, a little bit of a dip, comes back, another good game. How important is it to adjust, and how do you get consistency out of a player who's still learning the position, is how I framed it. And Big said, I think in his case, he will get that consistency. And he said he's a quick learner. He doesn't actually make the same mistake twice very often. He's got a good football instinct and IQ, which is very important as a linebacker. And he said, which is critical for any defensive position, but especially inside linebacker. And then he mentioned his versatility as well. If you go back to the opener and his ability to get two sacks, so maybe, you know, he becomes a bigger part of that edge rush. It's at some point. And we all have brought up the Andrew Van Ginkel aspect of the Miami defense last year. We had this weird hybrid guy who could play off-ball linebacker, but can also rush the passer. And, you know, ultimately, you know, can he become that type of player? I don't know if he can become that type of player. If you're watching the rest of the league and you're watching Andrew Van Ginkel this season, it's pretty good. I don't know if he can become that level of player, but he's been solid. He's been really good, and he's been an upgrade for the Eagles and for where they've been at the linebacker position. And one of the best stories so far, I would say, early in the season is Zach Bond playing off-ball linebacker.
Yeah, he's been impressive, John. He's on a one-year deal. You think this could be, I mean, if he continues like this, I think it's too early to go down that road yet, but you think Howie would try and kind of get in front of that and get him signed for next year early if he continues to play like this?
Yeah, I mean, yeah, he'll try to address it, I think. But also be wary. They're not going to break the bank for linebackers.
Yeah, I mean, look. TJ Edwards had a great year here, and they didn't do it for him. I don't know. That's where I think people get PTSD. They don't want to let him. If he's going to play this good, shit, man, we got to keep him here in Philly. But
yeah, so it's got to be like, well, to use the Van Ginkle got, I think, $10 million a year. They're not going that level. Otherwise,
is that what Van Ginkle got? He got that much.
Yeah, he got, yeah, I'll look it up, but yeah, but they're not going that level. We all assumed, all right, Van Ginkle's a free agent. Yeah, it's going to be difficult for Miami.
Van Ginkle got a 2-year, $20 million deal with $14 million guaranteed. So yeah, basically,
they're not going there. Not that they should for Zach Bond, but I'm just using him as the template because that's a player that Vic used very well. And you know, he also hurt his foot, so that complicated. He probably would have gotten more, but he had a Lisfranc injury, right. Pretty significant.
Yeah, that's right.
So that limited him a little bit. So he was a player out of the Eagles price range. We all said that makes too much sense for the Eagles not to be in, but he's out of their price range at that particular position.
The Humana Honor Medicare Advantage Plan gives you $1,860 back each year in your Social Security check. Choose coverage that helps you keep more money in your pocket. Learn more at gethumana.com. Humana, a more human way to healthcare. The Part B Give Back benefit pays part or all of your Part B premium, and the amount may change based on the amount you pay for Part B. Limitations and restrictions may apply. Humana is a Medicare Advantage HMO and PPO organization with a Medicare contract. Enrollment in any Humana plan depends on contract renewal.
So, you know, a lot depends on how well Zach plays. Does he want to bet on himself? Because other teams are willing to play, willing to pay off-ball linebackers more than the Eagles. So maybe he wants to bet on himself. It's always a two-way street.
Yeah, we'll see what ends up happening with Zach Bond. Been a pleasant surprise, though, and I think that linebacking core, you know, I'll give some credit to N'Kobe Dean, too. He's had his moments, but I think overall, John, the linebackers have performed better than we anticipated coming into the year when we talked about, you know, how much of a weakness that position was. I think they've been a somewhat pleasant surprise.
And I mean, certainly, Zach. I don't think N'Kobe played very well the first 2 weeks. Now, I think he played better against New Orleans. And I've been very
high. Well, I think there was a lot of people out there, me included, that were questioning whether he could be an NFL linebacker in general. And I think he showed that he can. Does he have things to improve? 100%. But I think he showed something that, you know, a lot of fans were looking for through those first two seasons that you just never got.
Yeah, I'm not there yet. And I'm the one who told everybody that he was going to start, and
right,
he was out playing Devin White, and he was, and he did, but he's not played well. Just because I said it, he's not played well early in the season. Played a little bit better, still struggling in coverage, which I think is overrated because all linebackers struggle in coverage, but he struggles more than most linebackers. So it's worse. And he's getting better. I think he's going to be fine, but I'm not ready to say they've solved that issue yet because I haven't seen the same thing, the consistency part of it. But the ups of Zach Bond have been much higher than the ups of N'Kobe Dean, which I did not see coming. So I think Zach has been more impressive of the two, which, again, I did not see coming. I thought N'Kobe was ready for a big year, and maybe he will be. And maybe, you know, he got a lot better in New Orleans. But the first two games were kind of ugly. And, you know, that's not good for me, for people that think I said N'Kobe was going to play well. He didn't play well first 2 weeks. I'm not going to lie to people.
Yeah, I think he's been better. Like I said, better than I anticipated, so maybe that's why I'm talking him up a little bit. But overall, I think the linebackers have been a pleasant surprise on the defensive side of the football. We're only 3 weeks in, so, you know, week two was a crapshoot. The defense played not so great. Week three, I thought they bounced back strong and had a really good day on defense. So we'll see how they do here in week four, getting ready for the Tampa Bay Bucks. Eagles.
By the way, real quick, just to keep people updated, the Eagles have shifted their schedule today. Nick Sirianni's getting pushed back to 2:05. Practice is now going to be at 2:30. And Jalen Hurts is going to speak at about 4:15.
Locker room's
going to open at 4. So locker room was going to open before practice. Now it's going to open after practice. So they shifted the schedule around. Who knows? We'll figure it out when we get to talk to Nick why they did it. But they shifted the schedule around today.
Interesting. That's late. I mean, I guess it's normally that late on during the week, but that's late. Locker room opens at 4. So good stuff. Johnny Mack will probably be heading. You'll be heading down there today, right, John?
Yes. Yes. So
John will be down there.
Way too late.
Yeah. That's what I was going to say. You're not going to get home till what? 7 o'clock tonight?
Probably somewhere around there.
Good stuff. We'll get the update from John tomorrow on Birds 365. Appreciate all of you guys in the chat. We're going to get to our next commercial break. We have Brandon Lee Gowton from Bleeding Green Nation coming up next on Birds 365. Appreciate everybody. Hit that like button to all of our great members. I do want to update you on the jersey giveaway. The jersey was claimed. The jersey has been ordered, and the jersey will be delivering shortly, soon, to David Mac Perez, who became a member a couple months ago. So shout out to David Mac Perez. Congrats on winning your jersey yesterday. I think we got a lot more to give away. So stay patient, all the Jacob members. I think we're going to be giving away a lot more of them, especially with A.J. Brown and Devontae Smith, you know, banged up a little bit. It's going to be a big Saquon week again, I think, in week 4. So we gave away the jersey yesterday. It was a ton of fun, by the way, on Birds 365 After Hours. So appreciate all of our members for sticking around with me and hanging out. I had a lot of fun with you guys. So good stuff on the jersey. I just wanted to give everybody an update on that. We're going to get to our commercial break. Brandon Lee Gowton coming up next on Birds 365.
If you missed any of today's show on the Jacob Media channel, listen to the podcast on your way home. Available on YouTube, Apple, and Spotify.
At Kroger Pharmacy, CARE is making it easy to get vaccinated. CARE is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. CARE is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care, is in store. Visit Kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details.
At Humana, our Medicare Advantage plans give you coverage and care you can count on, along with guided support to help you feel your best. You could have a plan with a $0 premium or an all-in-one plan that may include medical and prescription coverage, as well as routine dental, vision, and hearing. Learn more at GetHumana.com. Humana, a more human way to healthcare. Humana is a Medicare Advantage HMO and PPO organization with a Medicare contract. Enrollment in any Humana plan depends on contract renewal.